Who here believes in ghosts? Before medicine, people believed that sickness was caused by spirits.
If we can cure one patient, we cure all mankind.
What's wrong with her?
Foster child. If families would keep her for a bit, then things would happen.
You're not possessed, Jane. You're just unwell.
There's something there with you, isn't there?
What's that? Is it coming from there?
She's here.
Okay, here's the deal. There are parts of The Quiet Ones that I truly loved, but I can't in good faith call it a good movie. The setup is cool. In 1974, a group of Oxford psychology students work on a study to prove that demons and ghosts are nothing more than a result of mental illness. That's all fine and dandy until they realize the subject they're working on is actually possessed. Made by the resurrected Hammer Horror brand, The Quiet Ones has a vintage 1970s feel, like what you'd see in the old British monster movies from that era, or the cheesy but fun Amicus movies. While not overtly scary, the basis for the movie works. Until they get to the last act, when things hopelessly and needlessly unravel. It's not even the supernatural element that breaks down, but the human element of the characters, eventually ruining an otherwise strong start. The Quiet Ones gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.